Welcome to the Breaking Up with Burnout podcast, and I am your host, Tiffany Leader, clinical social worker and burnout coach with over 10 years of experience in the mental health field and life experience with burnout. I'd like to say I'm in burnout recovery. I am married to the love of my life, and we are full-time RVers living the tiny life and traveling the country as often as we can. This is one of the many ways that I prevent burnout. This podcast is for you if you are a high-achieving woman who have big goals and dreams for your life, but you are feeling exhausted and looking to take a moment. This is your moment. This is for you to discover fulfilling moments, to be encouraged, find support, and hopefully a laugh or two. Okay, take a deep breath, lean in, and open your heart and mind to what you may need. Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited. I actually had a whole podcast planned for you, and I felt like it wasn't the right timing. I was feeling forced. Not forced to do it, but like it was feeling forced in recording it. And I made the decision that it was not the right time. It's definitely a topic that's going to be on the back burner. That will be for a later time. Because sometimes it be like that. So, instead, today's topic is about doing the right thing. And when I say that, I think of the skit. I forget who it was that originated it, but it's an Asian man. And he's like, be a man. Do the right thing. And that was a joke for such a long time. With my cousins, and sometimes it's a joke that comes out with my husband and I, but, it's about doing the right thing. Like, the reality, this is not something that's talked about a lot, especially among us high achievers, business owners, anybody in leadership. It's like, we know we're supposed to do the right thing, and we want to do the right thing, but nobody talks about how doing the right thing can hurt, especially when you're on your healing process. And not even then. Sometimes the right thing just doesn't actually feel right. It's so funny how that is. I've been having this conversation with clients recently, and I thought I would bring this here to the podcast because it's not talked about that often, or it's like we just have to do the right thing for us, or we have to do the right thing in general. And I want to talk about doing the right thing when it comes to healing, growing, becoming more your true self. Because when we start doing what is right to facilitate healing and growth and becoming who we were created to be, it is hard. It actually hurts. I had a client actually today tell me that it hurts, it was scary, and it almost felt wrong. Like everything within her was like, don't do this. But she knew that it was the right thing. She knew that this was supposed to stop the pattern that she's been in. She knew that she had to have the courage to do this thing in order to heal and grow. And stop, again, like I said, stop the pattern that she had been in. As I've been thinking about this and pondering on it, I'm like, why don't we talk about it? We talk about healing and growing, and we're talking about making choices that are good and right for us, but no one ever talks about the hurt. Like, it feels like to your bones. Sometimes it feels like it hurts so bad to set the boundary, to say the words, to ask for something, to be vulnerable. Because that's ultimately what it is. It is being vulnerable. And I always like to share when vulnerability comes up, Brené Brown, what she says about vulnerability. It is the birthplace of joy and connection and community. But it's also a place where there can be disappointment, rejection, shame, and discouragement. As high-achieving women, I know that we want to do the right thing. And sometimes we lean into it so rigidly that it becomes a black and white issue of like, if I don't do the right thing, then I'm not doing enough. I'm not being enough. And that's another topic for another day. But as it pertains to today, like, we want to do the right things and we want to further our healing and further our growth and further our businesses and further our lives to where we are achieving those goals and dreams that are big, that are inside of us, that they come out and that we're living this full life that we know that we can live. And I love talking about it and I love being inspired by it and I love hearing other people as they're pursuing their work, pursuing their dreams and their goals, and encourage each other on in doing that. However, we always skirt over the process. We skirt over the pain that has to be endured. We skirt over, lack of better phrases, like dying to our old selves, dying to old patterns. The grief that can happen because of that. Because there are some patterns that have been wired within us. There has been some thoughts that have been wired within us that doesn't align with who we were designed and created to be and who we want to become in pursuing these goals and dreams that we have. I think it's part of the human story. As part of humanity, in full transparency, I am working through several limiting beliefs that I have come to realize that started in childhood and it's affected decisions I've made, choices I've made, things I have done and didn't do. And it's like a hard realization. I had a moment recently after a coaching session. I'm working with a coach right now and we are deep diving into some inner healing. And I had a moment after we did some work. And all I can describe it as is, it's like I had flashes of moments where I denied myself in service to other people. In and of itself is not a bad thing. Being of service, sacrificing yourself for other people, you know, we talk about that in culture. It's good to meet the other needs. It's good to put ourselves aside, to be of service to others, to be generous, to be kind. But what was happening was that I was denying a need for myself so that I could place other people out of me. And it was something that, it's a pattern that I have developed in my life that has not served me well. And I think being of service is good. I think sacrificing yourself to be selfless can be good, but there's a fine line between doing that from a place of health within, then doing that from a place of needing approval or being unsteady in who you are. So you just go along with what other people are wanting or saying, or you do that just to keep the peace. Those are some examples in my own life that I have felt when I had that moment where it just flashed across the screen of my mind of memories where I was trying to meet other people's needs and not my own. And it wasn't from this place of health. It was from a place of wanting to keep the peace. The things I just said, like keeping the peace and stuff like that. That realization has been hard because, like, now that I'm aware of it, now I have to do something about it. And now I can see in the present day where I question or hesitate in sharing a need of my own. Like, for example, recently there were tornadoes where I'm at, or tornado warnings in bad weather. Thankfully, everything turned out okay. But there was a moment where I had a need, and I woke up in the middle of the night and I felt hesitant to wake my husband up. And let me just tell you, side note, my husband has told me over and over and over again, because of his former EMT training, where he just sleeps when he can, he doesn't mind being woken up, whatever it is, because he knows, like, once he handles whatever it needs to be, or whatever I need to talk about, or whatever I need, he can go back to sleep, like, at the drop of the hat. Honestly, I wish I was that way. It takes me a lot longer. But he has always said from the beginning of our relationship, like, please don't worry about it. Don't worry about waking me up. So fast forward to the other night, and I was like, I really need to wake him up. I don't want to wake him up, but I need to wake him up. So I had this debate in my head, and I realized this debate is coming from this belief of not wanting to share a need, because I might seem selfish. Now, I know that's not true. I know that I can wake him up. I know that I can share a need, and it's okay. But I had a moment of hesitation, and I went back and forth in my head about it. And there have been times where I've seen where I just never told him stuff early on in our marriage, which we will be approaching 4 years this year. I can't believe it. It's so crazy how fast it's gone. But now, coming back, I feel like I'm side tangenting, but now I know that I need to say something to him. I needed to wake him up. I needed to share a need, because it wasn't selfish. It was that I actually needed help. I needed him. And I needed to talk about it, pray about it. Because if you guys know, if you don't know, but if you do know, you know that I have gone through several storms in our RV. And in our early years of marriage, we're still early, but in those first year or so, he was working EMT shifts. So he would work overnight, and I was in the RV by myself during these really crazy storms, which brought a lot of stress and anxiety. And so when we have really bad storms like that, I tend to kind of go back to that place. So I just bring you back to that moment of hesitation where I was like, I need to wake him up. I don't need to wake him up. Do I need to wake him up? The root of it, now I know the root of it, is I didn't want to feel selfish. I didn't want to inconvenience somebody because I had a need, because I was feeling stress or I was feeling anxious, or, you know, there's other thoughts of like, well, it's not that big of a deal, you know, minimizing the feeling. So I had a moment of that, and then I woke him up. Again, early on, I might not have. And I can remember times where I needed to and I didn't. And then the next morning I told him how I felt, and he was like, he would say, why didn't you wake me up? You know, you can wake me up. And, you know, I'm just learning that I can put my needs aside for other people in not a healthy way. So in that moment, it almost hurt to share my need. It felt scary. It felt vulnerable. I didn't know how he was going to react, even though I knew. But in that moment, sometimes you're like, are they going to be mad at me because I woke him up? am I going to be doing something wrong by waking him up? I didn't want potential conflict, even though, like, my rational mind was like, he's going to be fine and it's going to be okay because he's told me it's okay. But I had that moment of like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen here? In moments like this, doing the right thing hurts. Doing the right thing requires courage. And yeah, just courage. Gumption, whatever you would like to call it. Because we teeter on that line of doing something that pushes our healing forward or succumbing to the pattern we've always been in. And for me in this particular moment, I wanted to not repeat the pattern because I've been working on this stuff and I was very much aware of the hesitation and why it was there. I did not want to go back into the pattern I've always done, but I wanted to create a new pattern. I wanted to rewire my brain for health, for healing. And by doing that was by waking him up. And it was hard. I can remember thinking like, oh my gosh, I'm going to wake him up. And I remember like stumbling over my words and saying like, it's fine. It's okay. If I need to do, like, I was making all these excuses and he was like, stop. What do you need? Something like that. And I told him and he's like, okay, let's do it. Him being 100% supportive helped heal. Even just talking about it, I feel that place of healing in my soul, of that tension that let go, saying that, hey, I'm not being rejected, but I'm being supported right now when I have shared a need. Okay. So I share all that to say that I encourage you and I got you and I understand, because part of breaking up with burnout is doing the hard thing. It's doing the right thing. It's doing the scary thing. It's doing the courageous thing that will bring healing in our lives. And that will bring growth in our lives. So that we can be free to run. I hesitate to say run. I'm like, run after those dreams. But I'm like, no, we... Burnout comes from running after those dreams, but pursuing our big dreams and goals that we have as high achievers. And I'm here to share with you that freedom is worth every hard thing that you have to do to gain healing and wholeness and well-being to have it. Because on the flip side of those hard things, is support, is joy, is freedom, is kindness, is inspiration, is confidence. There's so many things. I would love to hear from you. What are some things that comes from doing the hard things that hurt? Doing the right things that hurt? You can DM me on the gram or you can send me an email. I've been loving corresponding via email. I feel like I'm going back to an old school way of communicating, but I'm absolutely loving it. So yeah, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at tiffany@tiffanyleader.net. All right. Okay. I think that's all I got for this one. Yeah, just looking at my notes. Thank you for being here. I am so grateful to have you here listening in. Like I just said before, you can contact me via email, Instagram, Facebook. I'm on there as well. And I do. I love having correspondence with you when it comes to the podcast episodes. I love to hear your heart. I love to hear what you're thinking about. I love to hear your responses, all the things. So connect with me. And I'd love to support you in any way that I can. And just further the conversation. If you have questions, if you have feedback, if you have comments, I'm always open to that. Speaking of that, if you enjoyed this episode, I would be so grateful if you could rate, review, subscribe, like, and share it with somebody you think this episode would encourage. The more you do those different things, the more this podcast can get into other people's hands and for them to be encouraged as well. Alrighty, that's it for now, and I will talk to you next time on the next episode of Breaking Up with Burnout podcast.